You're listening to Vatican Radio. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is defending his proclamation of martial law in Mindanao, saying it is necessary to root out the militants who attacked the city of Marawi on Tuesday, burning buildings and taking about a dozen people hostage. The conflict is ongoing, with the army attempting to wrest back control of Marawi. At least 44 people, most of them suspected militants, have been killed in the fighting. Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett is in Davao City on the island of Mindanao. He spoke by phone with Christopher Wells about the situation under martial law.
The situation right now is that we are under a state of martial law. Martial law means that there is a curfew. You have to be in by 8 o'clock at night, in some places in by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The mayor of Davao has put out a warning to foreigners not to go outside because of fear of abductions and kidnappings. There are military checkpoints at different places around the city. So, yes, there's a great sense of tension. The internet connections are cut every now and again. We're using a landline to do this interview because even texting is impossible at this particular moment. Right where I am in Davao, the situation is kind of under control. Remember that Davao is the city of President Rodrigo Duterte. It's the city where he was born, the city where he was mayor. His daughter is the mayor of the city of Davao. And so there is a sense that this is possibly one of the safest places because the city is literally in lockdown. They can't afford to let anything happen here. But outside and in nearby areas, we don't know because there's not much information coming through. I spoke to the Archbishop of Davao just a few minutes ago. He's Archbishop Romulo Valles, and he told me that literally a few minutes ago, the bishops of Mindanao were writing up a pastoral letter, a statement to address the violence, a statement in which they call on the terrorists to enter some kind of negotiation, some kind of peaceful dialogue with the government, and most of all, to release the hostages, which is the greatest concern right now because we've had no word from them. We don't know whether they're alive or dead.
So there's a sense of waiting in anticipation as long as there's not a great deal of news coming out.
There's not literally when I say the city and the area, the whole of the island of Mindanao is in lockdown, I mean that in a very literal sense in terms of the military presence, the roadblocks, the curfews, the warnings, as I say, especially for foreigners, of which there are very, very few. I was in downtown Davao yesterday and I was literally the only foreigner. I did not see another Westerner on the streets in Davao. I was in the market, I was in a mall, I was visiting the cathedral, and I was literally the only foreigner on the streets, so much so that people actually stop and look at you. But one of the risks here is the risk of abduction and kidnapping, because it's one of the techniques that the terrorists have used in the past and do use, which is holding people to ransom, and that's one of the things that happened in the city of Marawi the other day, is that they took the parish priest and various parishioners prisoner, and we've had no word until now. So we literally do not know what has happened to them.